Welcome to another episode of The Hitler and the Jew. In a short while, you will gasp in awe at the sheer brilliance of these two podcasters. But before you can sit and stare and gawp at the sheer genius of these two, a short musical interlude.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the 25th?
Sure. 25th? Yeah, that's right.
25th episode. 24th isn't up yet. I'm putting it up tomorrow.
What's tomorrow to them? Tomorrow to them is when they hear this episode, which is after we post today, episode 24. Dude.
Today is Tuesday the 6th.
And I have to register for the SAT today, otherwise it'll be late.
And I have to do all sorts of homework for school tomorrow. It was our first day of school today. It was the worst day of school ever.
I think the worst day of school ever will be the day we have our AP government, both the AP exams, on the same day, one after the other.
Yeah, that sucks.
That'll be the worst day.
That sucks.
So,
very long day at school.
Yeah. The Jew was in none of my classes because he wouldn't change his schedule. And I, of course, I'm not going to change my schedule because I'm lazy and I'd have to talk to my counselor to do that, and I can't stand my counselor. So I didn't.
I like my... Mine turned out to be pretty good. In terms of who's in my classes and stuff.
I have been polled in my first class. He has been polled in his last class.
Yeah, my seventh. We were talking about maybe we should record something in our 7th period.
Oh, yeah. As compared
like,
to
like
last...
Like a segment, like not a show, but something we can play.
What were you saying?
Like a segment. We could record a segment.
Of?
For the podcast.
Record what?
I don't know.
A segment of what?
We'd have to think of something. A segment, like for the podcast. You know, like a segment. It's its own thing. It's reoccurring. It's...
For, as... What purpose is it supposed to serve?
More content. I don't know what we'd talk about. We gotta think of something. And then we'll set up it.
You're making no sense, you realize.
It'll be a weekly segment in the thing.
What thing?
The podcast. Our podcast.
In one of the episodes?
In every episode. It'll be a segment. You know what a segment is? Like
yeah, I know what
segment?
A segment is. I don't know how you're using it.
Do you know like a news segment?
Yes.
Like,
you
want to
do a
watch
news
the Daily
segment.
Show? Do you ever watch The Daily Show?
Sometimes.
Okay, you know how they have... Samantha Bee does interviews with people.
Sure.
She has a segment.
Sure.
We'd have a segment.
So you want us to do
it'd
a segment in our own show?
Yeah. No, me and Beanpole.
Oh, you want to do? Oh, fine. Yeah.
In seventh
Why
period.
Why not? Let's get the Hindu and the Jew and Beanpole as well.
And then you could do one with him in.
I don't have anything to record with except for my iPod.
iPod, exactly.
But that'd be. I don't know, we'll work it out at some point.
We might do one, because we have 7th period together, and there's, you know, if we have free time, we could do it. I don't know.
What would make
sense...
Because
I always have my poem with me anyways.
...is if we had Beanpole do it with someone else, and they have a small segment. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But you doing it with Beanpole is just like a mini-show. In the show, it...
Maybe we'll interview
not,
people.
It, in okay, that period. Might work, yeah.
You know, it wouldn't but, be just... Exactly, we'd have to come up with something to be about. It wouldn't just be us talking, otherwise that'd be just like a mini-show, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is not what we want.
But
to.
If you do that, then the time limit on our episodes is even more constrained.
Well, it would be like a 5-minute thing, or less.
So we'd lose 5 minutes or less.
No, we'd go longer, but, you know. I'd like to keep the episodes a little shorter these days.
And that's why I'm saying my point.
I know. I think we could keep them about the same length. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It's not that critical. I just hate using so much space.
Okay, I actually had something to talk about, and I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah. So, this year is obviously not going to be as fun as the last year for me. Because in all my classes, I only know one or two, or at the max, three people. Oh, except for calculus.
Calculus.
I know a lot of people in calculus. I'm just friends with, like, four of them.
I know a lot of people in most of my classes.
You've been here for 4 years. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. No kidding.
Anyway, so I have all these random people who I don't know. And in economics today, I was, like, at the table of the losers. There was one weird Jewish guy. And there
was... Who
was he? Huh?
Who was he?
I don't know his name. And there was one weird dude with dreadlocks, which I can't stand. I don't see the point of dreadlocks, and I can't stand people who have dreadlocks. And there was this third dude who just kept on staring at me, which kind of freaked me out a little. But apart from that, it was okay. Oh, yeah. And I got them to take away my $75 thing.
Oh, that's good. Oh, there's something I wanted to talk about. Okay, sorry. Yeah, they took away. Do you have that? Okay. So there's this program called HotMath.com. Yeah?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there's this program called HotMath.com that the school subscribes to. We give them money, they subscribe to it. And it's just like online tutoring. But I just love the little graph on the flyer they gave us. And if I can, I'll put it on the website.
You see it.
It's a very good graph. It's so stupid. Okay, so it's like one quadrant. It's the first quadrant. There's an X and a Y. They're not labeled X and Y, but the vertical one says math learning, and it has an arrow going up. It's, you know, it's the Y-axis. And then there's a little S-curve. Yeah, it's an S, you know. It's
yeah,
like a,
yeah.
It's like X to the third.
Well, basically, you have a straight line at the bottom, then it gradually goes up diagonally, and then you have a straight line at the top.
Yeah.
And at the bottom it says before hot math, and at the top it says after hot math.
And there's not a single number on it. It's just
yeah.
Totally stupid.
Just
it's just it's,
math learning
it's so
increases.
Dumb. And then...
But apparently it's mandatory, isn't it?
Sort of.
That's what...
Semi.
We have to think of a name for her now. Because we'll probably be groaning about her a lot.
I like her. She's really nice. She's a math team teacher.
I know she's the math team teacher.
So
I'm gonna join her this year.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be a fun class. Kind of excited. Here, I'll read you a little blurb from the internet. Students get excited to learn with hot math and are able to get their homework done quicker and with more confidence than before. Now, doesn't this sound kind of wrong? Students get excited to learn?
Yes, they get very excited.
Doesn't that actually
to learn.
No, but doesn't that sound like bad grammar? I guess it's not, but it sounds...
No, but they get very excited to learn.
Yes. Teachers love it when students come to lessons prepared and ready for the next lesson! Exclamation mark. Jeez, so lame.
So it was your first... Okay, anyway, so I have 7 classes. Everyone has 7 classes. Block scheduling. And I start the morning with Calculus BC, which probably isn't a good thing for me because I'm not a math whiz.
Well, no, he's a bit of an idiot.
I used to be a math whiz. I just kind of stopped caring about math because I was more interested by the sciences and
guitar.
As of last year... Yes, and guitar, and as of last year, U.S. history. For some reason, everything I learned last year in U.S. history keeps on floating behind my brain because... For example, it happened today as well. I was in AP Psych.
Yeah.
And the teacher asked us, what do you know of Freud? Do you all know Freud? Raise your hands. We raise your hands. What do you know of Freud? No one was saying anything.
Wait, Freud was...
Sigmund Freud.
Kill your father, marry your mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought.
Anyway, so I just said, Freud said sex is good. He didn't actually say that, but in the 1920s, that's what the American people thought he was saying, and so they rejected
yeah.
him for that.
Yeah.
And that, for some reason, I remembered, and I said that.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, and I don't know why I remember it. I forgot everything else from last year, except U.S. history, and
mm.
possibly bio. But
mm.
that's so weird.
Yeah, I don't remember any U.S. history.
That's because you're bad at U.S.
history.
Oh my God. Where was the Battle of Britain fought? Over Scotland and Ireland, but it was called the Battle of Britain.
Fought in Holland, we all know that. So, yeah.
I mean, his sort of questions were along the lines of, was WW2 a war?
Or a wrestling match.
Yeah. That's probably what it was, yeah. They were just so... I can't believe you did not... What did you get for that class?
A.
Really? How high an A?
95.
That's ridiculous. You should have got a 98 at least. I saw the quality of your test. I saw your chapters. Your chapters are like 4 pages long, in color, and the print is like size 16, and you have the main themes underlined, and it has pictures.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird.
My chapters...
They had some pictures.
Some pictures, yeah. 1 in 25 pages. Incredibly boring vocabulary. I mean, the way he wrote, his style was just so boring, and it went on and on. And yet, I also got an A. I don't know what percentage I got, but I probably got similar to yours or higher. So disappointing. You should have done better. Such an easy course.
He's had a hard time.
Like Spanish 4, that's an easy course as
better
well.
Better be. I'm not excited.
Are you taking AP or just Spanish 4?
Regular.
Disgusting. You should have taken AP.
Did you?
No, because I did 5 years of Spanish.
Huh, someone.
How many years of Spanish did you do?
3.
How many years of Spanish did I do?
4.
5?
5.
5, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, sure. I did 5 years of Spanish. I don't need to do more, so I'm doing Latin. Oh, God, my Latin teacher. I can't stand him. First of all, he's Georgian. That's a black mark against him.
Why?
Because he's Georgian. James Oglethorpe, please.
Wait, is that his name?
No, James Oglethorpe was the first governor of...
I thought I recognized that name. Wait, Georgian? What? What's the problem? What's your problem with...
Georgia?
Yeah.
First of all, the accent. I cannot stand that accent. It has to be the worst accent I've ever heard, bar none.
Why?
I don't know, it's just so disgusting. And
can you give us a sample?
No, I can't, because that would be sacrilege coming out of my mouth. And we all know only the holy word comes out of my mouth, because I'm a vessel
of, God.
Of God's will.
Yeah, sure.
Everything I do it for... You, talking to the general populace.
Yeah.
Everything I do...
I knew you'd do that. Okay. So...
I do it!
Please. Please, spare us. Okay.
For you! Okay, I'm done.
You're awful.
I am amazing.
I need to get going. I'm so tired. I just want to go home and sleep.
Yeah, it was really... For some reason, I felt really drained after the end of the day.
I had a bad day. I'm just like,
why?
Totally... I just don't want to do anything. I want to go home and go to sleep.
So do I, but...
You already are home.
No, as in, so do I, but I'm not going to go to sleep, because I, too, have work to do. Oh, man, my English teacher... Okay, she's new. This is, like, her second year. And, apparently, every class we come in, there will be some sort of prompt on the board... And we have to spend the first 10 minutes of the class writing. And if there is no prompt on the board, then we have to make up something. So today, she had 3 questions.
This
one
AP
was
English.
Yeah.
No,
one was, why are we here? And I asked her, do you mean here in this classroom or here in general?
She's like, interpret how you like.
Yeah. And that really annoys me. So I wrote, well, we are here because of the combination of elements in a way fortuitous to our existence. This can be interpreted in 2 ways. 1, about eukaryotes, etc. And 2, about the earth forming. And then the next question...
You're going to get a bad grade.
Yeah, probably, but I'm just incredibly annoyed. And the second question was, what did you read over the summer? So I asked her, do you mean in general or summary? She said in general. So I listed every single book I could remember reading. And I didn't just like Hitchhiker's Guide, the 5 books. I listed out each and every single title.
This summer?
Yeah.
You read those again?
Yeah, I had just bought the omnibus. So I read them again.
The omnibus?
Omnibus, yes.
What are you talking about? Where's the omnibus?
Stand up!
Right here. Give me this. See that thing? That's an omnibus.
Oh, you mean the one that has all of them in it?
Yes, called an omnibus.
Or, as I like to say, a compilation.
Yeah, compilation. Sure. Who's in AP English?
Me.
Who was in AP English last year?
Me.
You lie! You were not in AP English last year.
Nor am I this year.
Exactly! Anyway, so I answered that question, basically listening. The third one is, if you reach this point, write whatever you want. And by this time, I was really annoyed.
So you wrote tree.
No, I wrote cheese, full stop. Cheese is good, full stop. Cheese is plenty, full stop. Cheese is valuable, full stop. You know you are a rich man when you can buy cheese, full stop. You know you are a wise man when you can make cheese, full stop. Cheese is the whole and sum of everything, full stop. Cheese, full stop, is, full stop, life, full stop.
Oh, that's really stupid.
Yeah, because I was incredibly annoyed at that point. Like, who makes me do something like that?
Did they grade that? Did you turn that in?
Yeah.
So they grade it every day?
I don't know whether she grades it. I think she just reads it, but I'm not sure.
I'd really like to see her response. Tell me what she says.
I will. Next time. No problem.
Okay, let's wrap up the show.
Oh, guess who's teaching anatomy and physiology?
Don't give his full name. Who?
Mr. Nixon. Isn't that so cool?
Oh, from last year.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's teaching anatomy and physiology.
Are you taking that class?
Yeah. Nice. That's where I'm sitting next to.
Yeah.
I can't think of a name for her. Strange, pale, white woman with incredible number of piercings.
No. Okay.
Wait. S. W. 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 I. C. O. P. Swickop. That's her name. She shall be Swickop.
Okay. Nice. Very
oh,
good.
Man.
Okay. So, oh, that's cool. I should say hi to him. Say hi to him.
Who?
Mr. Nixon!
Oh! You said them, so I was like,
him.
Who's them? Yeah.
Him.
You should. When do I have anatomy and physiology?
Second,
so I'll have it tomorrow. Come by and say hi.
Oh, I have second tomorrow, too.
You have human anatomy, physiology, second.
No, I have second period. I don't know what I have second. What I have second? Physics.
AP?
Obviously.
Where is it?
B1.
So same hall. Just come by and say hello. I'll be there as well.
We'll see.
We can record a small segment with him, if possible.
Maybe. Okay. So, let's cut this short.
Okay, so call us.
206-666-1-2.
206. 1-206-98-HNJ. 1-206-202. PRAK. Email us at thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
And most importantly, check out our website.
No, most importantly, vote.
Oh, most importantly, vote. Yeah, you guys are slackers. We've got like 3 actual listener votes.
Yeah.
And like 10 or 12 people that we've been asking to vote.
Come on, vote, people. You know you love it. So vote for it.
Please.
I mean, you'd vote for George Bush, but you won't vote for us. Oh yeah,
just poor taste.
one of the questions he gave us this quiz, Nixon,
yeah.
And one of the questions was like,
"I am not
what
a
is
crook.
The greatest cause of death in America?" So I wrote smoking, and then I wrote George Bush.
And what's the answer?
I don't know. He took it in, but I was incredibly amused when I wrote George Bush.
Incredibly amused by yourself. That's nice,
dude. Just because I did it doesn't mean it's not funny.
It is funny.
I can appreciate humor wherever I find it. Usually. It's done by me?
Within me.
Yeah. I scared my AP psych teacher. I really did, because she asked me, she couldn't pronounce my name, so I said, call me Wilberforce, and she didn't believe that I wanted to be Wilberforce. You know P.G. Wodehouse is, right? The author? Dude, I need to lend you one of my omnibi. Okay, P.G. Wodehouse is an incredible author who wrote in the early 1900s, and really good satire, incredibly funny, clean stuff.
Oh. Those.
And yeah, I really, really like him. And I assume all of you know Jeeves because of AskJeeves.com, obviously. Jeeves' employer is Bertie Wooster. His full name is Bertram Wilberforce Wooster. I like the name Wilberforce because no one I know has it. And I also read it in a Terry Pratchett novel.
Oh, you did? What?
I think it was A Hatful of Sky, but I'm not sure.
I read one book this summer.
Alright.
Aside from summer reading.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so I said, I want to be called Wilberforce, and she wouldn't believe me. No one I told would believe me. I was incredibly annoyed by that. I mean, you see this Asian girl whose name is something like, I don't know, Chin Hu Huang or whatever, and she says, I would like to be called Cassandra. No one bats an eyelid. When I say I want to be called Wilberforce, everyone's like, whoa, Wilberforce? What's this crazy Indian kid wanting to be called Wilberforce?
Wilberforce is stupid.
You're stupid. Wilberforce is an amazing name. Poll! Everyone who likes the name Wilberforce, email us. Everyone who doesn't, don't. Email us as well. I mean,
email us and tell us you don't like it.
Yeah, so we know. Or we should find some way to put like a poll thing on our site, like all those sites do.
Also, yeah, and we also need to put up a discussion board.
Yeah, but that's not as important.
Maybe I'll learn how to do all this stuff in computer science this year.
You're taking it?
Yeah.
Cool, teach me what you learn.
And the teacher's really good.
Teach me what you learn, because I need to learn.
Yeah.
Is he the Chinese dude?
No.
Alright, okay.
He's not, but he's really nice. And it seems like it's going to be a fun class.
AP or regular?
Regular. You have to... All APs in Fairfax County you have to prerequisite for.
What do you mean?
You have to take in the normal class first.
That's such a lie.
Almost everything but, like, psych.
That's such a lie.
How is it a lie?
Because I took... Wait. I took AP US History and I'd never taken history before.
Well, it doesn't apply to all classes, but it applies to all sciences. Yeah, all sciences. All sciences and math.
Well...
Well, not really math. Calculus, you have to take pre-calculus.
Oh, yes. Or Algebra 2.
And Algebra 2.
And Algebra 2. I don't know how the system works. In England, in Holland, in India, it's math. We don't have these denominations of Algebra 1 and Geometry and Algebra 2.
What was the math curriculum like between India and, like, England?
What do you mean?
I think India would have a much more strenuous
I don't
program.
Remember, dude. It was what?
It was too long ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
They, you know, they put out all the scientists and engineers.
Yeah,
and
obviously. Indian rocks.
And you know what really annoys me? They also have call centers in India.
Yeah, obviously.
Compaq's call center is in India. I'm like, who is this? I'm like, where are you guys located?
Dude, we have...
We're in India. I thought so.
India's churning so many people out of universities with no jobs to do. And so instead of working here,
those
where you probably get,
awful.
Like... A high school dropout.
It's so hard to understand them sometimes.
But it's better for the corporate company.
It's better for the American company that's outsourcing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap labor.
Exactly. That's why they do it.
Whatever.
You should condone that. You're Jewish. No offense meant. Well, obviously offense meant to a certain degree. But
no, but see, that's the difference. There's cheap labor, and then there's also the economy. You gotta think about, like...
Yeah, I'm learning economics.
Balance of trade.
I'll take you down in economics.
Okay, so anyways, I'm not saying that I don't believe in hiring foreign people. I'm just saying it's crazy. They have Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Call centers.
I know.
In India.
I know. Everything is in
pizza
India right
Hut.
Now.
I'm like, I
Dude,
want a pizza.
India
and like, where?
Is
I'm
a
like,
rising star.
Down my street. That's why I called you guys. And he's like, no, we're in India.
Dude, by 2026, India will rule.
America's going down.
Really, really, really fast.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, India's got all the good stuff.
We have the
engineers,
people. We have the knowledge.
All the great, yeah, all the really smart science fields, a lot of it's doctors.
Yeah.
Engineers and programmers.
All the things you really
all
need.
All you need to create cloned people. Biomechanical humans. You program them and you also build them and you make them live.
Oh man.
Okay, so
let's wrap it up.
Okay.
How long has it been going on?
22
actually?
Minutes. I like this short show because I gotta get it going.
Okay.
Talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Who's the one who
Isn't
wanted
it sad? Or like
Yeah, we're so tired. Who's the one who wanted to pick up podcasting? What was his name? John? Someone wanted to pick
John,
up podcasting,
maybe.
And I replied to him saying, on the postcard, saying, pick up guitar. Now, I don't know if he has, because he should.
Yeah. Oh, tell us, you guys, when you get your postcards.
Yeah, because we want to know.
We want to know if you like...
Leave us a voicemail.
Leave us a voicemail. That'd be amazing.
Expressing your gratitude at the amazing postcards.
Just call with your cell phone. It'll be free. We don't care if there's bad reception. Just call.
We don't care if we can't hear you.
We just
want to know that you
Wait,
did
we'll
call.
We'll dub in words for you. We'll be like, hello.
I can imagine you like trying to change your voice and like pinching your nose close. You'd be like,
Hello.
Hello, I'm Cook. I really loved your... What did we send her? Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Postcard.
Postcard. I had a sudden mind freeze. You can see how absolutely
tired,
desolate our brains are.
Oh god, this is just so draining. School, especially here. I mean, some counties are like
easy.
Fairfax County, look it up. We're like one of the most competitive.
Boy, I don't live in Fairfax County.
Just drive.
I live in Florida.
Our school was rated like one of the top, probably 30.
Top 25.
Top 25. Well, you don't want to be too specific. We were number 20 in the Newsweek survey. One of those. Well, you guys, the only one that's in the top. Actually, no. I think like all the Fairfax County schools made like
that's
the
true.
Top 50.
TJ's number one.
But they're not included in most surveys because they're magnets. You have to test into it. So they're not always included.
But it's still number one.
Oh, yeah. It's number one, but... I would that if you look in Newsweek, I'm not sure.
I would have gone to TJ, except it's a private school.
No, it's not.
Well, you have to test to go in, and I told my dad I'm not testing to get into anywhere.
Yeah, you have to test to get
moved.
In, but you don't have to pay. Okay, so,
yeah.
Peace out, peace in, peace everywhere.
Rock on.
George is...
Lead.
A duck.
You're a duck.